But in light of the time that we have, I feel led instead of doing this message tonight, but just simply read the Christmas story. And I believe it's important that we just take our minds back to the glory and majesty of Bethlehem and the events that took place there 2,000 years ago. In Luke chapter 2, we find the amazing story of the birth of our Savior. So if you would just listen as I read. Now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. And while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with an angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. And when they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them. What a wonderful story. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish all of you, on behalf of our staff and our families, a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. Would you join me as we pray? Lord, how we thank you for your word, and how we thank you, Lord, for this precious passage of Scripture. It brings us back, Lord, to the glory and majesty of the birth of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for coming into this world as an innocent child to live a perfect life and to ultimately die for our sins on the cross, but rise again from the dead so that we might escape the penalty of sin and know eternal life. So Lord, we thank you so much that we can gather here tonight and just remember what you have done for us. And we thank you for this season of the year. Lord, as we exchange gifts together, I pray, Lord, that we will always treasure the greatest gift of all. That is the gift of Jesus. Thank you for sending your Son to redeem us and provide us eternal life. Now, Father, I pray that you will dismiss us tonight with your favor. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night.